This is Jessica Ortner, and I'd like to welcome you to the special four-part teleclass series, Breaking the Cycle of Stress and Overwhelm, with Pamela Bruner from MakeYourSuccessEasy.com. We are on the fourth and final teleclass. Welcome back, Pamela.
Thank you, Jessica. Glad to be back.
Well, Pamela, we're going to miss you next week. I'm getting used to this. And
I know, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and I know we're on the final call, but so far we've just learned so much and so many things that we can already implement. You mentioned last week that this class is all about some of the positive beliefs. So why don't we just get right into it? What are some new beliefs and practices that could help us turn around stress and overwhelm?
Great. What I want to do is I want to walk through each one of these and talk about how we could get into this idea, both from a practical sense and how we can start living it and believing it. We know that tapping is a great tool and technique to change our beliefs, to help us change any belief that doesn't serve us to one that does. And what I find is that especially people who are stressed and overwhelmed tend to believe the opposite of these things I'm going to say. So what can we do to start creating and living into these new positive beliefs? The first one that I want to talk about is the belief, I have plenty of time to get done what I need to. Now, for most people who are stressed and overwhelmed, they're going, no, I don't, tail under. And that's a great thing to tap on. But just imagine for a moment that you stepped into the possibility, I have plenty of time to get done what I need to. There's a lot of different ways we could interpret that. Now, if you're listening to, you may just want to tap along, not just like tap the collarbone point while I'm talking, because some of what I'm going to say may bring up resistance, and just tapping the collarbone point may help with that. What do you absolutely need to get done today? And what will happen if you don't get done the 22 things that are on your to-do list? And I find that, you know, going back to some of the things we discussed in the previous lessons, when we discussed the importance of prioritizing your list and putting it down on a calendar, when we discussed the concept of free time, what is it that you need to do today? And what's realistic to say that you'll get done, what's on your calendar for today? And this whole idea of I have enough time, when you breathe in that idea, I think everything shifts for you. You go from just living in that I don't have enough time just creates immediate stress and overwhelm and panic and a lot of things going on in your energy field and in your mind that aren't conducive to you being productive and getting it done. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you think I have enough time or even I have plenty of time, you just, everything calms down.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. And when we have a belief that we want to incorporate, how does that actually work when it comes to tapping? How do we begin to incorporate a new belief?
You know, there are several different ways to do that, but one of the ways I like to do that is by continuous tapping and alternating between the negative and the positive and dealing with my tail enders. So shall we just do something like that? This is going to be a little different routine than we usually do. But will you follow along with me?
Yes, but before I do that, I have one more question. For those who don't know, what is a tail ender?
Oh, thank you. When you say a positive affirmation, if that little voice in your head goes, no, you don't, or that's not true, or something like that, that's your tail ender.
Okay, so that when we get that voice, then that is a target for tapping.
It really is, and we're going to use those tail enders now. I'm going to make them up, and when you're doing this on your own, you can use the tail enders that come up in your mind to the positive ideas that you're trying to create.
Right.
And it's a very simple method of tapping, very effective.
Okay, so now we'll do some tapping on inserting this belief that we have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's go for it.
Okay, so we're actually just going to start on the eyebrow. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Outside of the eye. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Under the eye. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Under the nose. What? Are you crazy?
What? Are you crazy?
On the chin. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
On the collarbone. There's no way I can get everything done on my list.
There's no way I can get everything done on my list.
End of the arms. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Top of the head. Well, I'll get some of them done, certainly.
Well, I'll get some of them done, certainly.
Eyebrows. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Outside of the eye. But I won't get them all done.
But I won't get them all done.
Under the eye. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
The nose. But what if I don't finish all of them?
But what if I don't finish all of them?
On the chin. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Collarbone. But I'm not going to finish everything.
But I'm not going to finish everything.
Under the arms. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Top of the head. What if I could accept what I can get done today?
What if I can accept what I can get done today?
Eyebrows. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Outside of the eye. Could I really accept just what I get done?
Could I really accept just what I can get done?
Under the eye. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Under the nose. I'm not sure I can accept what I can get done.
I'm not sure I can accept what I can get done.
On the chin. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Collarbone. Of course, I knew from the start I wasn't going to get them all done.
Of course, I knew from the start I wasn't going to get them all done.
Under the arm. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Top of the head. Maybe I could get the really important things done today.
Maybe I could get the really important things done today.
Eyebrows. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Outside of the eye. I wonder if I could just relax and enjoy what I can get done.
I wonder if I could just relax and enjoy what I can get done.
Under the eye. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Under the nose. Maybe I could relax.
Maybe I could relax.
On the chin. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Collarbone. Stressing out probably isn't going to help me anyway.
Stressing out probably isn't going to help me anyway.
Under the arm. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Top of the head. I have enough time to get things done today.
I have enough time to get things done today.
Take a deep breath.
I really like that, Pamela, because it shows how tapping really is a conversation. And I feel that when we have conversations in our heads and we try to bring in a new belief, we do have that back and forth. And it's very liberating to be able to give it a voice.
It really is. When you try to hush up that voice, it doesn't usually work. The voice is there anyway, whether you can hear it or whether it's silently sabotaging you. But the voice is there. And when we give that negative a voice, so as you saw, we were going back and forth from the positive never changed. I have enough time to get things done today. And the negative voice, the resistance just was weakening, both from the tapping and from the steady persistence of the positive voice. And I find that you start with a very negative, and over time the two will come to agree, or at least get much closer.
What would you say to someone who is very tempted to just go right into the positive? They love going straight to the positive.
What I would say is this would probably be a good method for them because they get to do the positive and the negative. The thing is, what I find with people who only want to do the positive is that usually they're so used to stuffing their emotions that they experience a lot of self-sabotage. And so if you're not willing to give that negative voice a voice, if you're not willing to let it speak, you will find yourself subtly sabotaging yourself in ways that you can't see and you can't determine, and you'll just be bewildered about why things aren't working out for you and why you keep repeating the same patterns and making the same mistakes. Whereas when you give yourself that freedom to let the voice speak, then it's out in the open and it really is tappable.
Right. Pamela, if it's okay with you, can I share two beliefs that I have around time?
Yes.
The first one that I use all the time, I have to give credit to Margaret Lynch because she's the one who taught me this. But the belief is time expands to meet my needs.
That's true.
Isn't that powerful? And I began to say that because I was having the problem of being stressed and not having enough time. So I would tap on it, and just through the day, I'll say it, time expands to meet my needs. And it's freaky. It is scary. It will surprise you the way that you'll find that when you say you have enough time, when you say that time is working for you and it's expanding for you, how more productive and how much you really can get done. So that's one that I use. And the other one that I often say to myself, beliefs around time, which is from a quote that I do not know who said it, and I'm probably going to butcher the quote, but it goes something like, don't complain about time because everyone has 24 hours in a day. You have the same time as Thomas Edison did, as Martin Luther King did, as Nelson Mandela did. You know, all the great leaders, anyone who's accomplished anything great in life, they all did it with a 24-hour day. So just having that reference makes us feel not so much of a victim, that it's unfair that we seem to not have enough time.
I love that. Actually, the second belief I have down here on my list is there is no time shortage, which is what you said in a much less eloquent way. I love that quote.
Yes.
One thing I think that's a very powerful quote. Sometimes with something like that, people can feel a little inadequate. They can say, well, you know, all these great people did so much and I'm not getting enough done or something like that, which is another tappable issue. So if saying something like that brings up those feelings of inadequacy for you, I know I work with people all the time. Well, I'm 30, I should have accomplished more. I'm 16, I should have accomplished more or something like that. Then those are also issues to tap on, the feeling that you're doing enough right where you are right now.
What's so fascinating is how these beliefs that are positive and empowering, how you can, well, empowering to some, but they're meant to be positive, and when you say them, they not only serve as you know, something positive, but wow, can they bring in those tail enders? Wow, do they, you hear something positive and suddenly you might feel inadequate, or that you just don't believe that's true. So it seems like even surrounding ourselves with these positive things, even if we don't feel like they're true, really does us, it's a great service to us because it helps us catch the beliefs that are holding us back around that positive statement.
Exactly. So if saying something like that brings up the negative, by all means, there you go. There's your conversation and you can tap on it. But I love that idea that time expands to meet my needs and that there is no time shortage. You have the same amount of time that everyone else does. You know,
Right.
great, very, very powerful.
So, Pamela, let's get into some other beliefs. What are some other beliefs that you can share with us that can help us break the cycle of stress and overwhelm?
Well, one of the things that I think is really important when you, especially when you have a lot to do, is to calmly focus on each task you have. Now, it's interesting because often when, you know, one of the buzzwords in our society is multitasking. You're a better person if you can multitask, if you can do two or three or four things at once. And a lot of people do this. But when you calmly focus on one task, you can get in the flow, you can become much more productive, and it's a much calmer zen sort of energy than when you're trying to do two or three or four things all at once. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't make a task more pleasant. Like if you're working on your computer, maybe you want to be playing music in the background. That might make your task more pleasant. But if you're trying to have a conversation and play solitaire on your computer while at the same time you're checking your email and you know, and trying to write notes yourself for later, that's a recipe for overwhelm. That's crazy. So, but a lot of people feel like, oh, I can't do that. If I just did one task at a time, my goodness, I wouldn't get anything done. But I think you would.
Go ahead. So
So
should
that
we
was
go into
one.
to tapping, with that concept, or do you have more to add to that?
That's That's actually the concept I'd love to tap on, unless you have an addition to that.
No, let's go for it.
Okay. And, you know, I will give people one suggestion that came to me through Alex Mendocian, who is a very famous speaker and expert on productivity. And he talked about putting on a productivity hat, which I think is such a funny idea. But he said, when if you can get people in your office or even in your home, if you work from home, to accept this idea that when you have this hat on, nobody interrupts you. You unplug your phone, you're just doing whatever you're doing in the moment, and you get very focused. And he said, for short bursts, like his burst is like 50 minutes and no more, and I'll put on his productivity hat. And he works from home, and his family knows, and he's trained his daughters, you know, don't talk to me. Even if I get up and get a drink of water while I'm doing this, don't talk to me. I have my productivity hat on. I'm thinking. And he said the other thing that was neat about that was it worked for him. When he put the hat on, he felt like, okay, now I'm in the flow, I'm in the zone, and I'm really productive. So I'll encourage you to think about that as a bit of a tool or a reminder to be in the zone, and then we're going to tap on it as well. Okay? All
Okay.
right, let's do another one of those conversations
Yeah, I
piece,
like
because that was
those.
fun. Okay,
Okay.
tap the eyebrow. I choose to calmly focus on this one task.
I choose to calmly focus on this one task.
Outside of the eye. But I have so much to do.
But I have so much to do.
Under the eye. I choose to calmly focus on this one task.
I choose to calmly focus on this one task.
Under the nose. But I've really got to check my email right now.
But I really have to check my email right now.
On the chin. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Collarbone. But isn't it better to multitask?
But isn't it better to multitask?
Under the arms. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Top of the head. I can't get enough done that way.
I can't get enough done that way.
Eyebrows. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Outside of the eye. I think you're nuts.
I think you're nuts.
Under the eye. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Under the nose. That would just be too easy.
That would be just too easy.
On the chin. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Collarbone. I'm afraid I'd be bored if I did that.
I'm afraid I'll be bored if I did that.
Under the arm. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Top of the head. I don't know if I can do that or not.
I don't know if I can do that or not.
Eyebrow. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Outside of the eye. Well, there might be an advantage or two to doing that.
Well, there might be an advantage or two of doing that.
Under the eye. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Under the nose. Actually, it would be a huge relief to do that.
Actually, it would be a huge relief to do that.
On the chin. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Collarbone. My day would feel so easy if I did that.
My day would feel so easy if I did that.
Under the arm. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Top of the head. But how do I know I'd get enough done?
But how do I know I'd get enough done?
Eyebrow. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Outside of the eye. I'd love for my days to be that easy.
I'd love for my days to be that easy.
Under the eye. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Under the nose. Could I really get that to work for me?
Could I really get that to work for me?
On the chin. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Collarbone. I suppose I could try it for a day.
I suppose I could try it for a day.
under the arm. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Top of the head. Now I might get distracted.
Now I might get distracted.
Eyebrow. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Outside of the eye. But I can give it a try for one day.
But I can give it a try for one day.
Under the eye. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I'd like to calmly focus on one task.
Under the nose. Okay, I'm open to that idea.
Okay, I'm open to that idea.
On the chin. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Collarbone. That might be fun. I'll try to make that work.
That might be fun. I'll try to make that work.
Under the arm. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Top of the head. I choose to calmly focus on one task.
I choose to calmly focus on one task.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you, Pamela. I enjoyed that. Definitely.
I know. I feel this sense of calm and peace descending over me now.
Yes, definitely. And as we were tapping and before, I was thinking about two ways that I've implemented this into my life. And again, I like to ask if it's okay to share, because I don't like to share.
Oh, by all means, please.
Two things that this is just this is absolutely completely practical, not with tapping, but it goes so well with what you talked about, the importance of focusing on one task. If you own a Mac, there's a free software that you can download called Freedom. And what it does is it turns off your internet for as long as you put it in. So you say, I want an hour without the internet, and it won't turn on your internet for that hour. So you can't go on Facebook or Twitter or do kind of aimless researching and Googling. You have to get to work. And in order to restart it, if you want to, you know, if you decide that you want to kind of break the time, you want to go on a little bit earlier, you have to relog your computer. And that kind of gives you the incentive to stay offline and to be able to get done what you need to get done. But even if you don't want to use that, I have a plug-in. My internet's plugged into my computer. You can just turn it off, but to really disconnect when you need to create that time. So that, you know, that's a software that helps me implement what you're talking about here. And another technique that I haven't even learned it. I just came up with it myself, and some people might like it. It might not be a fit for other people, but I have a stopwatch on my widgets. As you can tell, I'm like a Mac fanatic. But even if you're even if you don't have a Mac and you just have a stopwatch, I give myself times to do things. And by setting the stopwatch and knowing that I have an hour to do something, it helps me stay on task. And at the last 20 minutes, it gives me this excitement to see if I can reach it, to see if I can finish it in time. Some people might get stressed with the time. For me, it's not a stress. It's this exciting feeling of you know, what a challenge, instead of me really trying to get something done. So those are just two little things that I use to implement what you're talking about here.
And I'm so glad you said that, because those are some of those practical suggestions, like some of the ones we talked about in session two, that are so very helpful to people, because they just don't know how to set up their computer or their lives to create these situations that we're talking about. So I think those situations are really helpful. Thank you for those suggestions.
No, you're welcome. And what I liked about last call, and what I like about what you often teach, is you have to work on the emotional stuff, and you have to be practical with setting up systems that work.
Right, right. So those ideas are really good ones. And if you have resistance to the systems, then that's just another tappable issue. That's just something else for you to work on until these systems can be implemented and can work for you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you're only working on the emotional part of yourself but not setting up the systems, that's like trying to be on a diet but having your fridge loaded with chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. It's like, don't do that.
Right.
You know, work on the system as well as the emotions involved.
Right. And this
great idea.
this new thing that I'm doing of getting off the internet was really hard for me in the beginning, because also with my internet, that this is also where my phone comes in, because I'm overseas at the moment. And so when I am not online, I feel disconnected from everything. And that was hard for me at first. So at first I would write an email to, my because I work with my brother, so I would write them an email saying, "Hey, I'm going offline, just to let you know." But the world, I mean, you're not going to miss anything if you take an hour off the internet. There's not going to be a Facebook status that you're going to be disappointed that you didn't check out. So I had to do some tapping and reframing around my struggle with being disconnected from the internet. I mean, it sounds silly. It sounds silly when I say it, but I really did, it was something that I struggled with.
And it's so generous of you to share that, because I'm sure there are a lot of other people out there in the same situation who say, but I can't go a day with an hour without checking my email, or a day without checking my email, or something like that. And all of that is just adding to their stress and overwhelm, that trying to constantly be connected to everything and multitask and all that. So I'm really glad that you suggested that.
Pamela, to help us wrap up these great 4 weeks, can we do some tapping that encompasses a little bit of everything just to help us move forward after this teleclass is over?
Yes, and I do suggest that everybody go back and listen to each one of the modules and pull the relevant tapping sequences off of each one, because they're all a little different and they all address a different issue. But since we're doing the conversation today, and I'm really enjoying this format and I think it's valuable, let's close with a conversation about incorporating all of this into our lives and the stress and overwhelm involved with trying to do all of that.
Perfect.
All right, tap for me on the eyebrow. I choose to easily reduce my stress and overwhelm.
I choose to easily reduce my stress and overwhelm.
Outside of the eye. I don't know about that. I have a lot of it.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of it.
Under the eye. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Under the nose. How am I supposed to do that?
How am I supposed to do that?
On the chin. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Collarbone. But I have so much stress and overwhelm.
But I have so much stress and overwhelm.
Under the arm. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Top of the head. I don't think I can do that.
I don't think I can do that.
Eyebrow. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Outside of the eye. Well, all these ideas are good ones, but this isn't realistic.
Well, all these ideas are good ones, but this isn't realistic.
Under the eye. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Under the nose. I mean, I can implement one or two of these ideas.
I mean, I can implement one or two of these ideas.
On the chin, I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Collarbone. But I don't know that one or two of these ideas is going to give me calm.
But I don't know if one or two of these ideas is going to give me calm.
Under the arm. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Top of the head. Maybe they would bring me a little bit of calm.
Maybe they would bring me a little bit of calm.
Eyebrow. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Outside of the eye. Okay, I could do one or two things, maybe.
Okay, I could do one or two things, maybe.
Under the eye. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Under the nose. I don't know that it will give me calm immediately.
I don't know that it would give me calm immediately.
On the chin. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Collarbone. But over time, maybe I would be calmer.
but over time, maybe I would be calmer.
Under the arm. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Top of the head. I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
I choose to find it easy to live calmly.
Take a deep breath. So, teaching moments here for everyone. I started with the quote-unquote positive phrase, I choose to reduce stress and overwhelm, and then said, that's not a good positive phrase at all. So I changed it. So if you start with something that negates the negative, let's turn that around to a positive and then argue with the positive.
Oh, good point. A good point to remember. Pamela, I know that we just finished this tapping. Any last thoughts to wrap up this event, this teleclass?
I really want to remind people that this is a process. This is a journey. Even for the most calm among us. And I know some people who specialize in calm and peace and bringing that into their lives and into other people's lives, and they still struggle and have episodes of stress and overwhelm. It's not that you can eliminate it entirely, necessarily, although it's a good thing to reach for, but it's just, how much more can I make my life calm today? How much more peace can I bring into my life today? How much more focus? Maybe even how much more productivity, because I'm reducing that stress and overwhelm.
Well, Pamela, I can never thank you enough. This was incredibly insightful, and you were very generous with all this information. So from all of us, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jessica. Thanks for having me.